Good morning. It's September 01, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. First, a look at where markets stand. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, and the NASDAQ was flat. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 4.73%, up 6 basis points. The euro is at 1.1595. Bitcoin is around 78,000. Now, today's stories.
Eli Lilly is set to acquire Merida Biosciences for up to about $2.9 billion, according to BNN Bloomberg's latest report. This acquisition aims to enhance Lilly's immunology portfolio with a new treatment for thyroid-related autoimmune conditions. The pharmaceutical giant has intensified its acquisition efforts following significant profits from its weight loss drugs. Merida is developing precision therapeutics targeting antibodies that contribute to autoimmune disorders, with its lead candidate, MER-511, in early development stages. Initial data suggests that MER-511 effectively reduces thyroid-stimulating antibodies associated with conditions like Graves' disease and thyroid eye disease. The acquisition deal includes upfront payments and additional amounts tied to performance milestones, with a closing expected in the fourth quarter. Analysts view this move as a clear strategy for Lilly to diversify its pipeline beyond obesity treatments. The development of Merida's therapies could potentially reshape treatment options for various autoimmune conditions.
Apple is set for a leadership change as John Ternus steps in as CEO, succeeding Tim Cook. U.S. Top News and Analysis reports that Ternus will take over the role on Tuesday, becoming only the second CEO in Apple's history since Steve Jobs. He has a significant challenge ahead, leading a $4.7 trillion company amid a global memory crisis that is pushing gadget prices higher. While Ternus has a background in hardware, he must also articulate a new vision for Apple in a competitive landscape, particularly as the company has yet to fully execute its artificial intelligence strategy. As Apple faces rising costs, analysts express concerns that increasing device prices might mask sluggish sales, which could ultimately impact the services division. With Cook transitioning to executive chairman, Ternus will benefit from his experience, but must establish his own leadership style. The upcoming product launch event on September 9th will likely be Ternus's first major public appearance, marking a critical moment for him to connect with customers and investors.
This report covers Bristol-Myers Squibb's advancements with its drug, Camzyos, and its implications for investors. According to a recent report from Simply Wall Street, Bristol-Myers Squibb has a market capitalization of about $136 billion and focuses on treatments for major diseases, including cardiovascular conditions. Recent positive data from long-term studies on Camzyos supports its position as a standard treatment for a specific heart condition. This strengthens the company's outlook as it navigates patent pressures on older drugs. Investors should monitor how Camzyos performs in real-world settings as physicians evaluate the new data. Upcoming cardiology conference updates could further clarify its safety and efficacy. This information is crucial for those considering investment in Bristol-Myers Squibb, particularly as the company seeks to sustain revenue and manage risks in its product portfolio.
Apple's CEO Tim Cook is stepping down, with John Ternus taking over the role. Based on findings published by Yahoo Finance, Cook will remain as executive chair and continue to support the company. Under Cook's leadership, Apple saw its market value soar from about $350 billion to over $4 trillion, a remarkable increase of 1,000%. Revenue jumped from $108 billion in 2011 to an expected $416 billion by 2025. The iPhone revenue alone rose significantly, from about $47 billion to around $210 billion. Ternus steps in during a critical period as Apple aims to enhance its artificial intelligence capabilities and is preparing to launch new products, including a foldable iPhone and smart glasses. This transition could impact Apple's innovation trajectory as it seeks to catch up with rivals in the AI space.
Tesla shares rose about 3.5% today as the company outperformed its industry. TradingKey's latest research indicates that the broader automobiles and auto parts sector was up nearly 2%. Tesla's rebound comes as equity markets stabilize, allowing investors to capitalize on lower entry points for growth stocks. The company's efforts to introduce competitively priced models in Asian markets are seen as a positive move to boost local demand amid fierce competition. Additionally, enthusiasm around Tesla's autonomous mobility initiatives and a shift towards high-margin sectors like energy storage are supporting its upward trend. However, trading showed significant volatility, reflecting ongoing concerns between long-term growth potential and short-term profitability pressures. While some analysts have rated Tesla as a hold, with a price target averaging around $381, the stock is still navigating a mixed sentiment environment. Keep an eye on Tesla as it continues to adapt and respond to market dynamics.
1OK is acquiring Brazos Midstream's natural gas gathering and processing assets. Yahoo Finance's latest report indicates that this acquisition aims to enhance 1OK's operational capabilities in the natural gas sector. The deal signifies a strategic move to expand their asset base and strengthen their position in the energy market. The financial terms of the acquisition have not been disclosed, but it reflects a growing trend of consolidation in the energy industry. Investors may see this as a positive development, as it could lead to increased efficiency and potentially higher returns in the long run. This acquisition highlights 1OK's commitment to enhancing its infrastructure and service offerings in the natural gas space.
Apollo has announced a deal for SLB to acquire Kelvion for about $4 billion. According to a recent report from Stock Titan, the transaction includes approximately $3.4 billion in cash and the assumption of about $700 million in debt. Kelvion specializes in thermal management solutions, particularly for data centers, which are its fastest growing segment. This acquisition is expected to enhance SLB's data center solutions as demand for energy efficient technologies rises amidst the growth in artificial intelligence infrastructure. The deal is subject to regulatory approvals and is anticipated to close in the first half of 2027. Apollo's stock saw a slight increase of about 1% following the announcement, reflecting a positive reception from the market. This acquisition positions both companies to capitalize on the expanding infrastructure needs of the data center industry.
MediaTek shares jumped 10% following a partnership with NVIDIA. Insights from U.S. top news and analysis reveal that NVIDIA invested about $3.5 billion in convertible bonds for MediaTek, fueling its nearly 200% stock rally this year. MediaTek, the largest smartphone chip company globally, is now diversifying into the data center market. The collaboration allows MediaTek to integrate its custom chips with NVIDIA's AI infrastructure, specifically through the NVLink Fusion platform. This partnership aims to capitalize on the growing demand for custom chips in artificial intelligence applications, posing a potential challenge to market leader Broadcom. MediaTek anticipates its custom AI chip business will generate around $2 billion in revenue this year, with a total addressable market reaching up to $80 billion by 2027. NVIDIA CEO praised MediaTek as a significant player in the semiconductor industry.
The Federal Trade Commission has sued Amazon, alleging it overcharged advertisers. Based on findings published by U.S. Top News and Analysis, the lawsuit claims Amazon manipulated its pricing and auction systems, potentially earning over $20 billion from advertisers since 2019 through undisclosed surcharges. The FTC, joined by 22 state attorneys general, argues that these practices misled millions of advertisers and ultimately increased costs for consumers. Amazon has called the lawsuit misguided, stating that it has saved advertisers $8 billion from 2021 to 2025. The complaint centers on Amazon's advertising practices, especially concerning sponsored products and display ads. This lawsuit follows a settlement last September where Amazon paid $2.5 billion to resolve a separate investigation. The company faces further scrutiny over its market power and pricing practices as it prepares for trial next year.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.